Phoenix Audio presents.
UFOs, JFK, and Elvis. Written and read by Richard Belzer.
Introduction. Get a clue, Babe. JFK was a plot. There are aliens among us. No, I don't just mean in New Jersey. And Elvis lives. There are some people who still think Elvis is alive. President George Bush asked if there might have been a conspiracy in the John F. Kennedy assassination. For 35 years, talking about John Kennedy's assassination has been something other than a casual endeavor for me. One reason is that on March 10, 1985, I was dropped on my head on national television by Hulk Hogan. The other has to do with quotes like the one I just stated. You remember George Bush, don't you? Sure you do. But probably less vividly than you recall John Kennedy, who has been dead for more than 35 years. But George Bush left his mark on history. He's the only American president to ever puke on another world leader. Of course, Bush was a Halcyon head at the time. In case you don't know, Halcyon is a sleep medication that is banned in Britain, but was popular in America at the time. Apparently it was decreed to be safe by our medical guardians and the FDA and AMA, and was the pill of choice for an American president on an international mission. Anyway, Halcyon has side effects, including the tendency to produce odd syntax problems, short-term memory loss, and erratic judgment in the user, which are all symptoms not only of the Bush presidency, but of George Bush himself. So, anyway, somebody asked George Bush the conspiracy question. And make no mistake, the conspiracy question is the question of the millennium. Because the very fact that it is being asked means that people have learned they cannot trust what the government has told them. So in response to this...